KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Scott Tom joins us from Cross Fellowship here in the Albuquerque area on Edith. Go to crossfellowship.org for more information about the fellowship there. And of course, Scott, a reminder that now No Other Doctrine heard at 11 a.m. Both Saturday and Sunday on KLYT. Welcome back to the airwaves. What, it's been almost a month now?
Yeah, almost, a little over a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back on. That's so much fun, having that opportunity to answer those Bible questions again.
Well, we so much appreciate your willingness to answer questions that those frequently asked questions when it comes to the Bible. Not only will they continue to come, but so often they're revisited. But, you know, we know that's important to revisit. I know from time in the scripture where Paul and others, you know, God repeats things often. The verse that always comes to my mind is Galatians 1:8-9. You know, if we are an angel from heaven, declare to you a gospel contrary to what we already delivered, may he be eternally accursed.
Right.
As I said before, so also I say again. And then he says the exact same thing. And I think God just knows that we're kind of dumb sheep and we need to hear it, you know, several times or get whacked a little bit, you right. know, get back in line.
I don't cease to remind you is another scripture there, right?
And, yeah.
Hey, even if you're a professional athlete, right, they still practice tackling.
Yeah.
You're getting paid $1.2 million or
right?
whatever, right? And here you go.
Practice so. Makes permanent.
Right.
And I know I picked that up when my kids were doing some theater work, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago in a children's theater. And the, you know, producer director said that. And it really made me think, you know, because we were all raised, practice makes perfect. Well, if you practice poorly, then you're going to be perfectly poor,
mm-hmm.
you know. So as you practice, make sure what you do practice is sound. That's some of what we're going to be talking about in today's conversation for the next segment or two. But let's start here, Scott. Well, we already started with No Other Doctrine, but there's an event coming up this Thursday that people really should be aware of. At UNM campus. It's happening from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Scott, you're teaming up with another brother in Christ, Matthew Malden of 505.church, to reach out to the UNM campus. What's going on this Thursday?
Yeah, we're going to translate No Other Doctrine right to the campus, right, in the spirit of Charlie Kirk. And so we're going to set up a table, and it'll be Ask the Pastor. And so it won't be so much political, but it'll be dealing with the spiritual needs of the students, and then they can ask anything about the Bible or about Christ, defending that. And I think we're going to get, you know, questions about, you know, transgenderism or other things like that.
Abortion.
Yeah, abortion, which
let's go to the Bible.
And we're gonna have an answer for that.
You even said in the spirit of Charlie Kirk, and, you know, in the times that I watched him, you know, and when he would have conversations with people, now there's some people that were better prepared than others, but many, when he would, you know, have a comment, you could see their gears start going. They really mm-hmm. start thinking. And you know, now listen, I watched Charlie some before he graduated to heaven, but obviously when he did, I think all of us spent a little more time watching what it was that he was doing on campuses. And one of the things that occurred to me was, you know, he's so at ease when he was doing this, because he knew the truth and he stood on it. He didn't have to make something up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a confidence in that. Do you want to speak to that at all?
Yeah, there is a confidence in that. And it's not as difficult as you think. Matter of fact, the professors that taught Frank Turek was Charlie Kirk's mentor, right? So Dr. Norman Geisler was the mentor for Frank Turek, who's also one of my professors. And so there are techniques and things that you can do to mitigate this hostility, or if you have a question you don't know. And so coming up in November on our Everyday Evangelism, we're doing a seminar. I'm going to teach people how to answer these kind of questions and how to work with somebody who's maybe a little hostile or right. you don't know how to answer them. You could be a brand new Christian, and these same techniques are going to help you, just like it did Charlie.
Yeah, well, you know, whether you're having an everyday conversation or maybe you're going to find your own place to go and set up a table and be prepared to give an answer for the truth that lies within you and depending on that truth. Now, we're going to see this Thursday from 11 to 1 o'clock at UNM. Now, let me get people to the – because it's a sizable campus.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to navigate, I would say, is if you're at the Frontier Restaurant, go directly north. Find the crosswalk, get across the street. But if you say you're on the north side of Central, looking across the street at Frontier Restaurant, turn around and head north, kind of somewhere between Pope Joy and Johnson Gym, or maybe a little north of that near the Student Union. But it's going to be unmistakable. There'll be a table set up, and depending on when you get there, could be a sizable crowd.
Hopefully.
Could be a raucous crowd. But what we hope is that people will be there to, people really seeking the truth when it comes to things concerning the Word of God. Scott, for those that are hopefully considering not only going on Thursday, but also participating in the everyday evangelism, as believers, as ambassadors of Christ, how important is it for us to check our heart? Because some of the topics that come up during these conversations, whether they're political or not, the truth is divisive.
Because the truth is exclusive, right? So if you have a math problem, like 3 + 2, it's going to be 5. It excludes all other answers.
Right.
So if somebody doesn't like the exclusivity of truth, they're going to be disturbed by it.
Right.
But truth and love is what brings the commonality and what actually ministers to the head and the heart.
Right.
And so that's how you get to them.
How, now, you're well practiced at it, decades in dealing with people that you're rubbing them the wrong way when you share the truth. How would you encourage people that are going to come out to be supportive of this, to prepare their hearts to be around others that may be very hostile?
Yeah, the idea is I never get too frustrated because I know those individuals are made in the image of God.
Amen.
And so I'm always moved with compassion because I see them with a pastor's heart, right?
Yeah.
They are sheep that are being attacked by a wolf or by, the lion, right? The roaring lion. And he's come to rob them. And I've come to shield them and to help them. It may take time. They may run from me, right? They may not accept everything I'm saying. But the people who are there, they can prepare their heart by praying for those individuals.
Yeah.
Not like, oh gosh, I can't believe they said this. If they would be there praying, that the Spirit would be moving in that place.
That
right?
veil would be removed.
That veil would be removed. And it is for so many kids, right?
Yeah.
So many are starting to question the dogma of deception that they've been fed over all these years. And you can crack that with the light of the truth, and you can get through. Now, it may not be that day, but here's the thing. The Holy Spirit has come to convict of sin and of righteousness, right? So I guarantee you these kids that have talked with me, and I haven't gone to a lot of campuses, but in California, I've been on college campuses and high school campuses and stuff. Mostly I've done is just, answering questions at church, live events, and then on the radio for 12 years, right? Taking any kind of question. But I found that many times what happens is that Spirit just keeps working on them, right? Through the night. They have a hard time. Because anytime you have an argument, you play that argument over and over in your head. And what they're hearing is the truth over and over and over in their head by the Spirit. So it's powerful. You just got to get that in there. I have a professor who says it's not the mountain that takes you out. It's the pebble in your shoe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, this event at UNM is only a couple days away. And listen, you may be listening after Thursday, November 5th, because we may re-air this segment because of some of the content in our conversation is going to be coming up later in November. And to the UNM event, Scott, any anticipating any other return? Is this a regular event?
If they'll allow us, I'll do it once a month.
Yeah.
Because they have limitations on who can have a microphone and when you can be there, and you have to share time and stuff. We're trying to schedule at least once a month because I just have a heart for the kids. And
yeah.
And that's the other thing, but we'll talk about maybe later, is if this works out and I can get a number of these kids, I'll open up a whole nother evening on at church and just sit with these kids and just train them and love on them and teach them how to overcome this transgenderism and the woke mentality that just tears down individuals, the critical race theory, all these kind of things that keep coming up that have divided their heart from Christ and in society.
So if you're hearing this after November 5th, be listening to KLYT and go to crossfellowship.org or contact the ministry there, and Scott and his team can let you know about other opportunities to be a part of a Q&A when it comes to things of the Bible, much like what you hear, as we already mentioned, on No Other Doctrine, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock. And in that, Scott, I want to speak to that person who's listening closely that heard you say these young people. What's happening at UNM campus and, you know, all of the opportunities you give, whether it's the everyday evangelism you mentioned, and we'll go into details mm-hmm. about that here momentarily. And really no age requirement, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because all of us should be equipped as believers to know the truth and be able to share the truth. But let's go back to the everyday evangelism on the calendar for November 21st, but it's not exclusively. I mean, this is going to be several weeks. Is that right?
This is a 5-week course. It's a seminar course. It's a No Other Doctrine seminar course is what I call it.
Uh-huh.
And I throw in the No Other Doctrine so that people know it's. And No Other Doctrine was just taken from Scripture, where Paul told Timothy to challenge some that they teach no other doctrine.
Right.
Right. Make it biblical doctrine. And so the idea behind that is to be able to answer and give a reason for the faith that's in you. So we're going to cover things like, how do you handle things you don't know, strange objections, you know, hostile environment, because that's our number one fear, right? I don't think I would be able to answer their question, and I don't think I could be able to handle somebody who's a little bit hostile. I'll teach them right off the bat two techniques that are super simple,
yeah,
and they'll memorize it that very night. And then we'll go into things like, how would you defend the Bible? How would you train your kids or teach somebody about the existence of God, right? How would you be able to deal with somebody who's has a question, but they don't even know where they're going with that? They don't know the purpose of life. They're just kind of wobbling out there, and like a lot of people. And like, how do you reel them into focusing on the kingdom instead of like, well, there's many religions out there, and everybody, and there's so many denominations, you know, and so what you got to do, we'll teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm excited because this is something I do all the time. And I see this, I've trained people in this, trained our students in Shepherd School with this, and it's so effective. It just works. It's what I've used all these years.
Yeah. Again, that starts November 21st. Scott, do people interested need to just show up at Cross Fellowship on Edith starting that Friday? And what time is it that Friday? Or is there something they need to do at crossfellowship.org?
It's 100% free, but it would be nice if they would register, right?
Okay.
That way we know who's coming, because we're giving out booklets for this, right? We're having a notebook. So we're going to give them the notes and everything else so that they can take and retain this when they go home. So signing up, we'll have a notebook prepared for you if you do that. So you go to crossfellowship.org, crossfellowship.org, go to the events page, or it's on the front page too. Click on that and just sign up so that we know you're coming.
All right. And hopefully we see a lot of folks sign up for that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. More to come. We're going to talk about the Shepherd School and more when we come back from the break. Scott, can you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect. In the midst of a conversation with Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Fellowship, mentioned in the first segment, Pastor Scott, the host and teaching pastor on No Other Doctrine, heard at 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings right here on KLYT. And for those who missed it, Pastor Scott, let them know what they're going to find when they tune in.
For No Other Doctrine, what we're doing is we're answering questions from anybody who has a biblical question, or you got your kid who's asking a question, you're not sure how to answer that, you want them to listen to the question. It's a Bible answer show, right?
Yeah.
That is so needed. It's apologetics, but it's reasons for your faith. It's how and why is that in the Bible, you know, type of thing. And so we love digging into that and answering those kind of questions so that you're solid in your faith. You're not wavering, thinking that parts of the scripture aren't applicable to you or some things are a little harder to understand. We're there to explain that and give reason for hope.
All right, so tune in for that right here, 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho, of course, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, doing some work in Portales to get us back on the air there, but you may be hearing a low-power delivery at Cannon Air Force Base right now as well at 90.7 FM. You can always listen at KLYT.FM. Always glad to have you along with us. And actually, share it with others in your sphere of influence, not only in New Mexico, but around the globe at KLYT.FM. The other thing, before we jump into information about the upcoming Shepherd School, Pastor Scott, I want to revisit an event coming up on November 21st. We mentioned in the first segment, Everyday Evangelism is a course where you can learn to defend your faith and answer skeptics. I'm going to read right off the card that you provided to hand out to people. You will immediately remember the two questions that transform confrontation into conversation. And as you mentioned, it's not difficult. In fact, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. And, of course, the event coming up this Thursday at UNM campus. If you're on Central, on the north side of Central, on the UNM campus, looking across at Frontier, turn around and walk north, somewhere probably between Pope Joy and Johnson Gym, or maybe a little more north of that, maybe closer to the Student Union. Somewhere in that area, you'll see a table set up this Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pastor Scott, as we mentioned in the first segment, you'll be out there with Matthew Malden, another local pastor from 505.church, answering Bible questions for those who are coming to get those questions answered.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe our listeners have questions. They want to do a little session of No Other Doctrine live. Come on out to UNM campus this Thursday from 11 to 1 for that. Now, let's jump into, oh, and by the way, that also found at crossfellowship.org. The Shepherd School. Pastor Scott, we've talked about it here before, but for those not familiar, maybe the kind of the history of where you know, that's been over the last several years and opportunities coming up.
Shepherd School was born out of seeing people go through our Bible college in California and then not being used, sitting in the pews, and you're like, you got all this fantastic information. What happened, right? Why are we sitting in the pews? And what I'd usually get back is, one, I still feel inadequate. And then two, I feel unqualified. Inadequate would be that I got the information, but I'm not really sure how to use it properly, right? And that I'll have recall. And that they don't feel qualified is that they were still dealing with things like, well, I have an anger issue. And how can I get in the pulpit, or how can I lead a ministry, even lead my family if I'm dealing with some type of sin? And so we reformulated school. We don't have any test, no papers, no midterms. It's all about transforming your life, character, which is the qualifications that God gives in Timothy, right? Character. Only one has to do with ability to teach. And then the other part is we cut out all the fluff and made it super simple, so that you can remember it. We use techniques that help guys remember what they've learned, and then practically how you use that in life. So we deal with everything from high-end apologetics, right, that they learn from the very first, we call them our quarters, we call them modules. The very first module they learn from 14 PhDs, as well as leading, Christian thought leaders and pastors. But what the number one thing that people say about Shepherd School, and this is for men only because it's a discipleship program, is it's life transformative. And I know that for a fact, that you tell me, but here's the real test. I have wives come up to me after they graduate and they tell me, thank you. Thank you. I've seen so much change in my husband. And so if you're a man out there, you want to lead your family, shepherd your family, be a shepherd in your business or ministry, in your life, this is the one that will change your life, man. And so it's coming up in January. We only open it up every 2 years because it's a mentorship program. Anybody can go online. Men and women can go online at any time. But if you want the hands-on mentorship with myself and a team of guys that I've raised up to mentor them,
yeah,
this is it. And I'll tell you what, this grabs my heart so much because we've seen, and let me preach it just a second here.
No, please.
Because I've just seen this take off. This is a God thing, man. I've seen this take off. Men here, we just had a reunion, and so many of them are leading their family. They're leading youth. They're leading recovery ministries. They're pastors. They're assistant pastors. And then we see it around the States. And just this last school, we've opened up international. And so we see in Cambodia and Qatar and Uganda and Zambia and Kenya, we've seen churches planted. We're seeing hundreds of people being raised up all around the globe, but especially in these areas. And so you're a part of that because they log in when we're live.
Yeah.
We go live and they log in at 4 a.m. and you may have somebody sitting there with an iPhone and seeing them in the Zoom meeting and they're training with you. It's so amazing.
You know, and let me say this about those believers in Africa specifically, that area you're talking about, Zimbabwe and there are horrible things going on right now. This past Sunday, we just recognized International Day of Prayer for persecuted Christians. And those Christians are on the front line of persecution right now. None of us are going to pray for persecution. However, if you look back over history, Pastor Scott, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the church flourishes under persecution. And you're equipping the saints there to share the truth that they could see change, in their sphere of influence in Zimbabwe. I know there's several countries in that area that are impacted. As a matter of fact, we just heard Monday from Beverage in Uganda, in Jinja, Uganda. So she's not far from that area, but it's a real thing. In America, we just I'm speaking about it, but I know I don't even know.
No, and it when you see this and you see these men and 11 of them, because you don't even have internet most of the time, and so we pay for the internet over there, and so they line up, and you may see 11 men around one iPhone. And it's dark all around them. You just see their face because they can't get constant electricity, right? So we pay for like a Starlink over there.
Yeah.
And batteries and stuff. And so they're sitting there, 11 guys around one iPhone, so that they could be taught the word of God, so they could take it to these rural villages. And they're risking their lives even walking in the dark in the jungle. One of them got nearly killed by a group of baboons. And so it's a whole nother world. And but I'm so pleased we're seeing 30 men over there in Kenya being raised up over there, as well as now I think we're going to get close to 100 being trained.
Mozambique was the other country that I was reading about recently.
Well, Nigeria. President Trump just came out against Nigeria. So they've killed nearly 100,000 since 2017.
Yeah. And yeah, actually, if you want to find out more about that, go to persecution.org. The Voice of the Martyrs, always good at updating. And they've got a map of persecution and how you can be, you know, God, our God is a God of specificity, especially when it comes to prayer. And you can specifically be praying for what's going on there. The Shepherd's School, back to that, Pastor Scott, starting in January, minimal cost, but and affordable. And you also shared opportunity to go online to do it if you can't be in person. All the details are on crossfellowship.org. The Shepherd School, and anything else about the school?
Yeah, we're having an open house. That's the 30th of November. That's going to be Sunday at 6 p.m. at Cross Christian Fellowship. Again, all the information there is crossfellowship.org, crossfellowship.org. And you can just go to the Bible College page on that. It'll have some links on the front page too. But it'll give you information. There's some videos to watch. It's super inexpensive. It's like 129 buckaroos a month compared to what, 18 grand for going to some of these seminaries and stuff. So,
well, in that open house, let me really encourage people in this. This is information gathering. It's a perfect place. If you get questions about it, go to the open house November 30th, 6 p.m. It's a Sunday evening at Cross Fellowship. We keep saying on Edith. On Edith, just north of Osuna. So it's on the west side of the street, not far north of Osuna. Real easy to get to. And come out and find out more about the Shepherd School. You'll hear more about it as it draws near. We'll be making announcements. You know, again, I want to remind people, Pastor Scott, the event coming up this Thursday, UNM, you and Pastor Matthew Malden will from 505.church will be on the UNM campus between Pope Joy and Johnson Gym, maybe a little more north of that, maybe closer to the Student Union. But if you're in that, you know, area, just keep walking north from Central until you see the table that's set up. Any other thoughts, Pastor Scott?
I'm so proud of Matthew. He's one of our graduates.
Yeah.
And so he's just taking this to the next level. God already ordained him and used him mightily, but also being a graduate, and he's able to go out there and not only evangelize, but answer those questions, right?
Yeah.
And so I get to see, here's another student going out there and actually putting to use everything he's learned.
Talk about a bundle of energy, that guy.
Oh, yeah. He's, yeah. The Energizer Bunny kind of guy.
I love having Pastor Matthew and you in studio and sharing the truth. But listen for Pastor Scott Tom, No Other Doctrine, Saturday and Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. And information about Cross Fellowship, the Everyday Evangelism 5-week course that's coming up November 21st, the event at UNM. Again, we already mentioned, and Shepherd School, all that information at crossfellowship.org. As always, Pastor Scott, appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back in again soon.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.